Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise and give you glory. So gather together this morning, and some of us already in the afternoon for fellowship. Thank you for this new day. Hallelujah. The dawning of a new day, even on here today. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for thus far. You have kept us and brought us. You brought us this far. You're not going to leave us alone now, going all the way through. Praise the Lord. Now, as always, Lord, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light. It gives understanding to the simple, and we ask that that light will shine in our hearts today. Bring us a reminder of what the Lord already spoke, what the Lord already has done. As we enter into victory of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, welcome everybody to day one of month seven of this year, 2025. Praise the Lord. And I want to make some declarations to everyone that's in the room today. Now, if you missed yesterday, it was the part one of the crossover. This is yesterday and today can be considered as the crossover service together from the end of the first half to the second half. So it's a media crossover. If you missed that, you're going to have to go and listen to the replay. Praise the Lord. Now, today, I want to declare unto you the word of the Lord. Being that this is the day, the first day of the seventh month, our calendar is different from the Jewish calendar, but nonetheless, it's still the first day of the seventh month. Well, that makes it a month of rest. Hallelujah. And it makes it, you know, a day that we can blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm. The scripture says, on my holy mountain. We play that song at the beginning. We're going to blow the trumpet. What is a trumpet? And what kind of sound must it give? Or can it give? You know, even Paul, he talked about, you know, all kinds of voices. A trumpet making sound. If the trumpet blows an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle, he said. Well, sometimes the trumpet is to be make a call to an assembly. Could be an assembly of joy. Could be for a wedding. Could be for announcements. Could be for preparation for war. Could also be for reminder. That's right. I'll talk about the prophet. I mean, the trumpet being for reminder. So many things about the trumpets and the feast of the trumpets. And on the seventh month, I mean, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, as it is spoken in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 24, we read, and if you have your Bible, can turn with it. Otherwise, you can just listen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said, you know, unto Moses, saying, now speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, the first day of the month, such as this, well, you have a time of rest. Now, the Sabbath means rest. Praise God. Well, what are we going to be resting from? Well, we'll talk about that. A memorial of blowing of trumpets. Well, that means something to be brought to your remembrance. And a holy convocation. Well, the Lord also declares that their burdens, that's what's called servile work, the burdens that fail, that put upon the people, you know, say, let there be more burdens, let there be more work laden upon the people. so that they will not have time to say that they are going to go worship the Lord. Well, that's going to be broken. And it shall come to pass, the Lord said, that in that day his burden shall be broken from off of you, and his staff shall be removed from thy shoulder. And the burden and all that will be broken because of the anointing. Praise the Lord. So, you know, blow the trumpet, you know, prophetically. Even though we're not physically blowing the shofar here this morning, but we're blowing it nonetheless, that you may understand, as a memorial, remind you always that you are come into a time of rest. Now, let me tell you about rest. Rest, Jesus offered the people, he said, you know, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now, so if you are heavy laden, you know, there's different situations and so forth that have overwhelmed you. Well, it's time to come to the Lord for rest. Is another thing that the Lord promised us, and I want us to believe it for the start of this month. I'm going to tell you something else again from yesterday in a bit. But believe these things that we declare unto you by the word of the Lord. You know, Paul said, well, I declare unto you by the word of the Lord that which I also received from the Lord. Well, that's the way it is. We receive it from the word, from the Lord, and we declare it to you in the message of the Lord. Praise God. That's the way it always is and it shall be. Isaiah chapter 32, I'm going to read from verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness to you and for you shall be quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Glory to God. In sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Now, whether it's hail that's coming down on the forest, whether the city is on opera or whatever, you know, you will dwell in quiet resting places. There is a shield that the Lord puts around you. And it's in the word of the Lord. You got to stand in that word and declare it. Now, when God speaks, the Bible say he speaks and it is done. He commands and it stands fast. And we must enforce that. So if anything is contrary to what God already spoke over you, well, you got to enforce that word. Praise the Lord. You know, so today also in the book of Numbers 29 and verse 1, we see the same thing. And it's talking about this season of rest called, say, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, such as this, you shall have an holy convocation and do no servile work there. It's a day of blowing of the trumpets. Well, you know, he asked them to offer this and that and so forth. Forget all that. We will offer the sacrifices of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know why we do praise now? Because, you know, instead of all these burnt offerings and lambs and different things that they do, well, Jesus already finished that. By the offering of himself one time, he did it, entered, you know, into the veil, not the veil made with hands, but into heaven itself and sat down, done, finished. Don't need that anymore. However, according to 1 Peter 2:9, we're a new generation of priesthood. What do we do in this priesthood? We continue to offer sacrifices for saints. You know, for all of this, like they used to do all the time. No, you know, that's not, Jesus already took care of that. What we offer now is we offer the sacrifices of praise. That's what we offer. And we're going to use our praise to go before us into this second half of the year. I'll tell you a little more about that in a bit. But listen to how 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says it. You know, and most people know this scripture. You are a chosen generation, but I want to bring something out of it. A royal priesthood and a holy nation and a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness to his marvelous light. This is what this new priesthood is for. It's not for offering sacrifice for sin. It's not for coming to God every day and say we are a sinner and all this stuff. You know, Jesus dealt with that already. This is the reason that he came, you know, to cleanse us, not only to forgive our sins, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, give us a new nature, get rid of that sin nature, you know, have the new nature now. In this newness of life, we're to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and we're going to go in with praises into this second half of the year. But we're going to do something too. We want you to be ready. Yesterday we talked about horizons and new horizons and things that you must see. The Lord said, you know, it's what you see, as far as you can see, that's what I give you. Praise the Lord. If you don't see it, you can't really get it. You see it first in the spirit. That's how the Lord himself did it. You know, when there was nothing, he saw it. And then he called it forth. So we also, when there is nothing, apparently, we see it in the spirit, and we call it forth. Praise God. Furthermore, the Lord gave them instruction. So you got to go forward. You got to move. Hallelujah. So symbolically, your movement represents that. Yeah, we got to move. You can't stay in one place. You got to keep moving. You got to get up and move. You know, so get up, you know, say, ye shall remove from your tents and follow the ark. The place where we set in all the time, we got to move. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1, we read this thing concerning what the Lord said to them. Look, enough already of sitting in one place. The Lord God spoke unto us in Horeb, saying, this is verse 6 of Deuteronomy chapter 1. Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Enough already of sitting in one place, bemoaning your losses or whatever, you know, wondering whether the Lord has really given you the go ahead. Well, he has. So enough. So get up. He said, turn ye and take your journey and go. See, you got to go. The mount of the Amorites. Remember, we called out all those nations yesterday. That the Lord will give you victory over all those things, you know. You got to go to those places. And, you got to go and take the victory. It's not coming to you. You got to take it. Matthew 11 and verse 12. Tells you how you got to do it. You're not going to sit down and it's coming to you to fall in your laps. Some people actually think that that's the way it is. Well, maybe, but that's not what Jesus said. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. You know, so you're going to have to take it. These people, they had to take it. However, it wasn't by their natural strength and power only. It was by the spiritual arm of the Lord. But still, they had to engage. You know, you got to get in the fight. Praise the Lord. That's how you do it. And when you engage, well, when you move forward, well, the Red Sea will open. When you move forward, Jordan will part. When you engage, the Lord will give you the victory. But you got to engage. Praise the Lord. Now, according to Psalm 44, just so everybody knows that we're not doing it, you know, by our own power, we understand that. However, we know what God has promised us. Praise the Lord. Psalm 44 and verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou had a favor unto them. But they had to go forward. See. Now, there's a wonderful story that we have referenced many times in 2 Chronicles 20. And even though the Lord said to them that you're not going to need to fight in this battle, yet they did not, they were not commanded to sit still and go nowhere and do nothing. Even when the Lord says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, well, you still have to go forward. So there's always motion involved in the victory of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 20, we saw the three nations that came up against Judah, against whom Judah thought they were powerless and outnumbered. And when the Lord spoke to them that they should believe, well, you know, Jehoshaphat believed. And here is the instruction that the Lord gave them. And I want you to understand how that you must go forward to get the victory. Even when it is that the Lord is the one that is fighting for you. Even when the Lord says you shall not need to fight in this battle. Well, even then, you know, you must still do something. And the doing that they had to do in this particular case, of course, the moment that Jehoshaphat heard the wonderful promises of the Lord that God will give them victory, what did he do? He worshipped, and he commanded all of Israel to worship. I mean, they worshipped the Lord, all of Judah, actually. And they worshipped the Lord, and, and the Lord began to mobilize. See, the Lord was already mobilizing. They didn't know it, but God already was mobilizing because they were praising, their hearts, they were worshipping the Lord. And listen to what they were told. He says, well, you know, hearken ye all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. This is what the young prophet Jahaziel said unto them. He said, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid nor dismayed, you know, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. But God's, you would think that if the battle is not yours, but God's, then you don't need to do anything. You know, just sit around, and let God fight the battle. But that was exactly the opposite. He said, look at the instruction he gave them. Tomorrow, go ye down. So there's always motion. It's always movement that's required. You got to go down against them. Behold, and he told them, give them strategy how to do it. Coming up against you from the cliff of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness Jeruel. Well, you shall not need to fight in this battle. You set yourselves and stand ye still, see the salvation of the Lord, but you still have to go to the battle. You gotta go to the battle. You know, and he said, you know, all ye Judah, and Jerusalem, the inhabitants thereof, be not dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. So don't be confused with when the Lord say, we'll fight for you. You know, don't confuse that with meaning that we have to fold our arms, you know, and just stand still in one place. Well, spiritually speaking, you stand still knowing that the Lord is fighting the battle for you. However, you know, there are some things you must do at the same time. You know that the Lord said you got to go forward. Whatever it is that you're believing God for, you got to take the fight to that situation. And don't sit back, let the devil have a field day. No, you gotta take the fight to that situation. Got to believe for it. Praise God. And the Lord has given us a commandment to blow the trumpet, to sound an alarm concerning the month of freedom, the day of rest, you know, calls it a feast of the trumpets, they used to call it. The beginning of it was this one, where they had to blow it on the first day of the seventh month. So what are we going to do today? Well, the Lord already told us all that we needed to do yesterday. And it's just a matter of us now going forward in that victory and to claim what God already said. Praise God. And we know, you see, do you know? That's the question. You know, Paul one time he said, well, I know and I'm persuaded, you know, that there is nothing that can remove me from the love of Christ. I'm anchored on his love. Well, are you? Or do you know it? Well, that's the question. Sometimes we act like we don't know it. And sometimes we forget. Yet the scripture is true, not just for Paul, but for all of us. And we also must have this same declaration. You know, if you know that the Lord is with you, say, well, God be for us, can be against us. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him all for us. Well, how shall he not even with him freely give us these things? You can read this in Romans chapter 8. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Well, we can't do it. We're already justified in the name of the Lord. You know, it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again. Finally, he said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things that haven't even happened yet, you know, whether I'm up or down, height or depth, or none other creature, be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Beautiful, powerful declaration of faith. Praise the Lord. I want to also enact the one thing today that began the journey of crossing over. You know, in order for you to get to that promised land, you've got to do some things. You got to remove ye from your tents. And you got to cross over. You got to cross over this Jordan. And you go after these nations. Well, prophetically speaking, we enumerated all the nations for each of the months that remain this year. We did that yesterday. But the Lord wants you. But here's what's going to happen. Your praise is what's going to get you the victory. So Jehoshaphat understood that. And he set the praisers, those that knew how to praise the beauty of holiness, were skilled in instruments and music and all kinds of things for worship. He put them, assembled them, and put them in front of the army. Well, that's how you do it. So, beginning today, going through the end of the year, let your praise speak for you. Hallelujah. Let your praise speak for you. That's right. And let your praise fight for you. We've seen many scriptures. This 2 Chronicles 20 story is the best of them all. But you've seen other scriptures in Acts 16. At midnight, when they were in prison, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises unto the Lord. And they were not even doing it quietly because the prisoners heard them. And the angel of the Lord lightened upon them and broke their chains, broke the bars, open the gates, just like the scripture said. I will open the gates, I'll break the bars. And he did. Because of their praises. And we are going to praise the Lord into our victory every month of this year. Now, 7 is a wonderful number. It can mean a lot of things. It can mean completion, it can mean fulfillment, it can mean whatever. You know, good things. So, a lot of things. You can believe God any day. We don't need to wait for the seventh month or the seventh day or anything. But especially when we are there, we'll take advantage of it. You know, because the sons of Issachar understood when they were in certain seasons, you know, what they needed to do. God gave them, by that understanding, an advantage over their brethren. Now, if you have an understanding that God has commanded certain things at certain times, well, you can get an advantage. But if you have real faith, well, you can pierce the veil at any time, even when it's not time. You can pierce the veil. One woman did, to whom Jesus said, well, I can't take children's bread and give it to dogs. It's not, right now I'm here for the Jews. And she said, well, there may indeed be a veil that's keeping me out, but I'm not staying out. I'm going to look for the crumbs on the floor. And she pierced the veil by faith. You can pierce the veil by faith at any time. I strongly believe that, and I exercise the same by the grace of God in my life. You know, I don't wait for seasons and times, but when the seasons and times do come, I take advantage of them as well. Praise the Lord. So today is a great season and a great time. The first day of the seventh month of this great year that the Lord has promised us many things. Well, let's take advantage of these things. So right now I'm going back to the story that we read yesterday, and we're going to physically cross over to this into, and we're going to pass through this Jordan, cross over into the second half of the year, but we're not stopping there. Prophetically, we're passing over even to the through the end of the year until next year. Yeah. If you already see yourself in next year by faith, then the enemy cannot destroy you in August, September, October, November, and so forth, or December. He can't do it. You know, not even this month or any month, because you already saw yourself on the other side. So, but let's do this. Wherever you are, we're going to take a few steps in the forward direction. Never backwards, ladies and gentlemen. Never backwards. Don't ever backtrack and go back. Remember Lot's wife. We got to go forward. Now, many times we take back step in our minds because we're always bemoaning our losses and so forth. You can't do anything about yesterday. It's gone. Leave it alone. Move forward. Praise the Lord. Today is what the scripture says. Not yesterday. Today, why it is called this day, today is the day of salvation. Now, God also gives us hope for tomorrow. He wants us to remember yesterday the good things that he did. That's it. Not the bad things and then start, you know, feeling sorry for yourself. No. Remember the good things the Lord did in the past. Remember the victory over the lion. Remember the victory over Goliath. You know, that's what the past is good for. So yesterday is good for that. Today, you will hear the word of the Lord that tomorrow is going to give you a wonderful, wonderful situation. Wonderful victories. Praise the Lord. So in the book of Joshua chapter 3, we read this yesterday, and let me just read, and we're going to enact this, and then we're going to praise the Lord to your victory. It's that simple. We already covered all the things that needed to be covered yesterday. In Joshua chapter 3, the Lord commanded them. He said, look, you know, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priest of the Levites bearing it, and you shall remove from your place and go after it. Well, I can't show you physically an ark today, but I have done it by showing you the scriptures. You know, that's it. We've seen the word of God. We covered a lot of ground yesterday on that, what the Lord wants us to understand. Well, so today, well, let's remove and follow the ark, you know. And he also said, look, there's something that's going to happen. When you take that ark to the priest, he gave commandment. You go, you know, boldly. Don't worry about, you know, whatever. Just do it boldly. Command the priest. You get to the brink of the water of Jordan. This is the one more hindrance. You know, every time you get somewhere, there might be yet another hindrance that you got to pass through. And then you got to remember what the Lord did before. And this time, Joshua is remembering, you know, that the Lord had parted the Red Sea. How much less this Jordan? God can do it. Praise the Lord. Moses, he put himself, I guarantee you, you know, but the Lord showed him one time that how that God made the heavens, how that said, let the waters that be above the firmament be gathered together in one place. He's heard it before. You know, remember, don't forget, Moses wrote this, you know, the so-called Torah, and all these things in the book of Genesis that Moses wrote, he saw it. And he remembered when the Lord said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And then God made the firmament. He also said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place and let the dry land appear. So he knows God can do it. And the waters of the Red Sea, they gathered together and the dry land appeared. Well, Moses did the same. But Joshua is about to do the same. He's seen Moses do it, stretch his hand over that, and, you know, the Red Sea parted. But this time around, God said, no, you're not going to stretch any rod, but you're going to ask the priests to go forward. And when they get there, they put their feet in there, and they stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And you wait there until the people are clean passed over. Praise the Lord. So we're going to enact that. You know, I want you, prophetically speaking, to grab your family. If you are a house of head, I mean, a head of a household, you may be a single parent, you may be parents in partnership with your husband or your wife, get your children, your grandchildren, everybody, nobody left behind in this prayer. If you can grab them by the hand, do it. If that's physically. If not, do it spiritually. It's the same. Doesn't matter. You stand for yourself and stand for your loved ones in this message of the Lord. You make sure you understand it and then you move forward together. Moses said, no, we're not leaving anybody behind. Pharaoh said, well, I'm not going to let your wives or your children go. But Moses stood his ground. We will go. Our wives will go. Our children will go, and our substance will go with us. Praise the Lord. So, we're going to march forward. Hallelujah. We're going to march forward, and we're going to believe the Lord. And as you go, yeah, you just got to take one step at a time. And if you find the Jordan or whatever in front of you, don't worry about it. As you take the step towards it, we talked about that, you know, those gates and doors yesterday that had the sensor, motion sensor. And I mean, as you approach, they can detect the presence and the movement in that direction. And then they open up. Hallelujah. So we're going to believe God. We're going to step into this realm of praise. And move forward with it in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, your praise is what's going to speak for you in the next few months. And we've been praying. Jesus himself said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And we've been praying. But now we praise the Lord. We praise the Lord because the Lord has done it. And it's time. Isaiah 44 and 23 says, well, he said, well, praise the Lord. Let even the heavens, let the earth join you in praising the Lord because the Lord has done it. Now, those heavens and the earth and everything, well, they are always ready to praise the Lord. Are you ready to lead the charge? That's the thing. Jehoshaphat was ready to lead the charge. Can you lead the charge? Well, if you can, his creation will praise the Lord with you. Sing, O ye heavens, Isaiah says, 44 and verse 23. For the Lord has done it. That's right. Not just that he's going to do it, but he's already done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing. They'll sing with you. They'll shout with you. Forest, mountain, every living thing, because the Lord has done it. You put your name there. Wherever you see Jacob, you put your name there. Glorified himself in Jacob, redeemed Israel, all these things. Put your name there. Hallelujah. And one more promise for you, and then we're going to do this thing. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12. Again, this is a promise, but it requires that you do something. For ye shall go out with joy. Now, remember, we've been talking about remove from your place and go forward. Or you got to move. And you shall be led forth with peace. When you do that, what's going to happen? The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. They know you are coming. Praise the Lord. You are coming. All the trees of the field, that represents people. Trees of the field. One time Jesus was healing a blind man. He said, what do you see? He said, well, I see it looks like men, but they look like trees. Well, the trees of the field shall clap their hands. God will line up people that will celebrate your success. Hallelujah. That they will say, see what the Lord has done for them. Glory to God. Now, instead of the thorn, where you said, this place was too straight for me. These things were too tight for me. And, how the thorn pricks you on every side. Well, it's coming, the pleasantness of the fir tree. Instead of the briar and so forth, all these, bramble and rubbish trees, the Lord will change the layout of the forest. The myrtle tree will now be there. The Lord will bring pleasantness, and it shall be to the Lord for a name. It's all about his name. It's about him, the reputation that he has over his people. Glory to God. So, let's go out with joy. Let's go forth with peace. Hallelujah. And if you can do this, take advantage of it. Get up from where you're laying down, sitting down, and whatever. We need to take a few steps. Hallelujah. Say, well, move forward. I'm going to move forward. And you move as well. And we want to prophetically cross over. Hallelujah. And as you cross over, we'll be singing songs of praise. And songs of deliverance, shouting the victory. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. The psalmist said, hallelujah. Well, that's what they did around Jericho. And the walls came crashing down. So, Father, I pray even now, Lord, as we take the simplicity of your word, you commanded them to move forward. To remove from their tents and to follow the ark. Glory to God. We're going to enact that and believe God as we stand to your feet and take a few steps. If you're in your house, your room, take a few steps, move forward. Tell the Lord that I am moving forward. Hallelujah. Don't go backwards. Move forward only. And you say, the Lord said, even as you have spoken in my ears, I say unto you also, even as you enact this today and take these steps of faith, even so shall the Jordans open up before you. Hallelujah. I will go before you, said the Lord, involves movement. You go before you, but you must also go after him. Praise the Lord. So, Father, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we take a step of faith. We go forward with our victory song. That's right. And we know that the Lord has done it. We command that things will hear the voice of the Lord. The mountains, they will hear. They rejoice. The hills rejoice. Even the ground will sing underneath you because you are coming. Praise the Lord. And we thank God that any Jordan that's in the way will open up. All these kingdoms and nations and principalities and powers that are poised themselves against you for July, for August, for September, for October, for November and December, they shall flee before you. And things will open up. Praise the Lord. You don't need to wait till December. Every month of the rest of this year, God has given you the victory. You got to go forward and claim it. Praise the Lord. So let's do it together in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, go forward. So let's take those few steps. As you take this step forward, Father, Lord, as the people believe. Jehoshaphat said, believe the Lord, your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. If we believe the word of the Lord today, Lord, the word of God will sustain itself and it will prosper our cause. Everything that we're believing God for, word of God's gone ahead of us to give us the victory, and we follow and we receive it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Lord, as your people enact this simple act of faith, thank you, Jesus. All we must do is believe the word of God. Prophet said, go and wash River Jordan. And the man was didn't want to do it at first, but he had to do it. And the Lord has told you now, go forward. Take a few steps in the forward direction, and so shall it be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to begin to pray and declare as you are moving. Praise God. Declare, declare, declare. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.